We're going to welcome in one of my favorites, and I've not seen her in a long, long time because, you know, we haven't worked together, and I don't know if we're going to be working together, quite frankly, anytime soon, and yet here we are continuing the work in our own little ways here. We welcome in the very entertaining, the very charismatic, a lady of many talents, Julie Stewart Binks.
I can't even begin to start rattling off
the shows you were on. So I will let you do that in a little bit. But how the hell are you? What's going on?
I'm good. The introduction was a little ominous, but hopefully we are working together again sometime in the future. I think when I last saw you on the thread on SNY was it had to be like 5 weeks ago. And I don't think I was saying goodbye to you for like 4 to 6 months down the road. I don't think we all really saw that everything would transpire as quickly as it did in the sports world. But as we all know, we're all doing our part for a greater cause to save people's lives. And so, as you mentioned, you're keeping on with your shows. You're entertaining the masses every night and all the time. I'm not sure how you do it. I didn't know how you did it before with sports. I have no idea how you do it now.
Well, listen, Julie, I'm not going to lie to you. It has been a challenge. I mean, every night, you know this, I don't get stressed out over much. I really don't. And, you know, normally with these shows, it's a layup. I come on, I turn the microphone on, I make some magic, I read React. Now I got to do a little bit of research. Not that I'm not doing it anyway, but it's always like kind of going through my head. Now it's kind of like, all right, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to get into? So let me start here, Julie. For you, as someone who is lining up all these interviews, you know, you're always trying to find comedic ways to interact and combine that into everything that goes on with the sports world. How big of a challenge has it been for you to kind of go through putting together a lot of the stuff that you have over these last few weeks?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question because for those of you who don't know, I host a show called Drinks with Binks on Fubo Sports Network, which is part of Fubo TV cable streaming service, as well as like it's a show online. So it's an interview show over drinks, which ironically transfers really well to being isolated and being in the quarantine. Who would have thought? Didn't think that when we came up with the show that we'd need to have that kind of juxtaposition. But it's been okay. Like, I still book a guest every week. They come on and we talk over, you know, an alcoholic drink or a non-alcoholic drink. And it's kind of fun because honestly, I think that's what everyone's doing anyway with their friends or their family. Like, they're firing up Zoom or Skype or whatever you got and just sort of like finding a way to have fun. So even though there's no sports, like, first of all, discussing, you know, our world without sports and like things that we miss, things that we don't think will come back. You know, when we think things will come back, how this will change different schedules. Like, you know, you guys probably have done this ad nauseum, but coming up with like, what would this playoff structure look like? You know, what would this look like? How would this help the Yankees now that everyone's going to be healthy at some point? You know, these different kind of questions, but we don't really know what's going to happen. So I then try to take like, let's talk about other stuff. Let's find out about these people. What are their favorite karaoke songs? Like, what's their best bar night? Like, how did they meet their significant other? Things that when we have, maybe it's an athlete or an entertainer, we might not necessarily talk about because that might just be down the list of questions. But now it's like, okay, who are you? Like, what do you do in your spare time? And as we notice, like, everyone is on social media beyond what is socially acceptable at this point. We're on our phones 48 hours a day at this point. So everyone's got a TikTok account. Everyone's doing Instagram stories. And it is kind of funny because, and a lot of people can relate to this, it's like we see celebrities and athletes just acting like us. You know, it's kind of that like stars, they're just like us. Oh, they're at home. They're learning how to cook. I don't know how to cook. Oh, they have to do their chores or they're like trying to figure out how to work out. The difference is, and we were just talking about this off air, is a lot of these people have these huge mansions. You kind of see, you know, who has, where everyone's spending their holidays, really. It's like, wow, their parents are pretty wealthy. Look at that nice pool that they're good to hang out in. And so it's a little bit different. Like, we're in New York City. I'm in a studio apartment, and there's not a whole lot of space to be going around. So you figure out ways to be creative. You figure out ways to kind of have some kind of normalcy and, but it's not the same as having like your own basketball court or your own pool to hang out in.
Yeah, it must be nice. I mean, those are what you call first world problems. Maybe at some point we will have the option, Julie, of kind of bouncing back and forth. And, you know, maybe it's time in a New York apartment. Maybe it's time at some mansion somewhere, wherever it may be. Pool, tennis court, maybe a chance for me to swing the golf club a little bit. Combine that all into one. That's what we're all looking for, maybe in fantasy world. But as you are cooped up in your apartment, and of course you're putting out all sorts of content, what has been like for you the one activity that you kind of like developed a passion for, or maybe you've just enjoyed that much more as you sit here through all these days of lockdown and quarantine or whatever you want to call it?
That's a great question. From like what I have available, I like to try to, I have to make like promos for my show. So I can't, like, there's no one here shooting it, right? And, like, I don't have a whole lot of props and stuff. So I've been creative with, like, I have Beanie Babies. And, like, I literally have Beanie Babies and Barbies. That's
nice. You got Beanie Babies in the apartment. That's old school.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that reference. Very good.
Yeah. I knew they'd be worth something someday, JJ, right?
That's there you go.
Told us when we were kids. So I've been having fun kind of getting creative with making these little promos. And then by the same token, I love just like firing up a good jam. And I mean, maybe this isn't anything new because I love karaoke, but just like singing along, getting into it, almost thinking like, how can I recreate this like music video or some kind of performance? And I guess that then feeds into like the TikTok world and all that. But I've been doing this neat workout that I hadn't done in a long time. And it's like, it's basically drumming. It's like a drumming Jane Fonda workout where you have basically plastic drumsticks and you get a legit cardio workout with it. So I don't think my downstairs new neighbors are a huge fan of me just like banging on the floor, but I've been having a lot of fun with I'm excited to work out now because I'm like, oh, I'll get more than 100 steps that I go between my bed and like my kitchen, you know? Like we're all just trying to stay alive. So the little things. I love coffee too. I realize I get up every morning, I'm like, whoa, I'm excited to just have a cup of coffee.
Coffee's great, but I gotta be honest with you, Julie. I miss my runs to Starbucks. I'm like 2.5 blocks away from Starbucks. And that is like one of the activities, aside from, you know, going to work and hanging with you guys, going to baseball games, you know, playing golf with the fellas, the whole deal. But my walk to Starbucks, my 2.5 block walk that I take every single day, not having that now, I'm not going to lie to you, it kind of sucks.
I know. You know what also is interesting, JJ? You mentioned golf, and I've noticed that there's some golf courses still open, though. People are still, like, able to play. Isn't that
I know. I got to do some research and find these. Because listen,
yeah, I was gonna say.
You're playing bad. Julie, I'm as pro-social distancing as it gets. It's working. It's what we need to be doing.
I know.
But if there is one sport that you actually could get away with not being in a golf cart with anybody, with not touching anybody's golf balls, you know, with not touching anybody's golf clubs, you want to social distance and play a sport, golf kind of is right up everybody's alley in that way.
Yeah, especially if you're just playing like 9 holes by yourself. Like you could conceivably not see anyone at all day. And I think that's like, you know, we look ahead, we see, oh, you know, when's the Masters going to be? When are all these PGA events going to be? You could figure it out. Like, even if we don't have a vaccine by whatever, the fall, in that, like, take it kind of like testing everyone that eventually goes in there, like whoever it is, like maintenance people, for the course, like, broadcasters, the golfers, the whole shebang, like the most people that you need to get this by, test them all and then let them do it. Because like, as you mentioned, they're not really around anyone and having no fans, like you could pull it off. And that's, you mentioned, you know, baseball. And I'm sure you guys have talked so much about that proposed report that we've all seen about Arizona being some kind of hot spot for this new idea, which I don't think would potentially work at all. But people are getting creative and trying to figure out, like, how does this come back? Because, and, you know, we're recording this on, you know, in that evening right now. Am I allowed to say that? You can edit that out if I'm not.
Fair game. Yeah, it's acceptable.
Yeah, we just heard, you know, the guy that runs our country saying he wants sports to come back, right? And to have, you know, Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft and Mark Cuban kind of come on a board together with the commissioners and figure out, you know, when do we get sports back? So that's as much as we want to happen. But again, we all have to remember sports are going to come back when the rest of the world is safe and healthy. So that's like the thing we always have to keep remembering.
You ain't wrong about that. We got Julie Stewart Binks, FUBU TV, SNY, one of my good friends, one of the more talented people you're going to find in the business, and one of the funny people you're going to find in the business. So, okay,
oh,
Julie.
Thank you.
Love is Blind, Tiger King. I know everybody's been binging one, the other, or both. I did Love is Blind. I admit it. I can't believe we sat down and watched all of them. And by the end of it, it's like, well, why in the world did we do this? I got through two episodes of Tiger King. I couldn't do it. And you know me. I'm a sucker for anything. I just couldn't. I couldn't. Maybe I'll dive back into it at some point. Has there been a binge watch show of preference for you as you're trying to pass the time?
You know, it's interesting you say that. So I watched all of Love is Blind, and I was wildly disappointed. I watched it after everyone was sort of in on it, and I could not believe how slow it moved. I could not believe people were losing their mind on Twitter over this show that was so slow. I finished it because a behavioral commitment, just like you mentioned. You start it, you're like, okay, I got to get through this. Nothing. I forgot I watched it, and that was the beginning of the quarantine. Started Tiger King right after that, watched like 20 minutes of the first episode, and I was like, no, I do not like, I just get a weird vibe about this. Then everyone's going banana sandwich over it, yada, yada, yada. Even my mom's onto it, blah, blah, blah. So then I'm like, all right, I'll give it another chance. So I've watched one episode again. I will try to get through it just because it's like one of those, it's like Game of Thrones or, you know, whatever, these shows that people curb your enthusiasm, you like need to be in on it, know what the conversation's about. But I have been binging this show. It's called The Office, and it's pretty good. I'm not sure if you've seen it at all, but I just got on to the fourth season of The Office. I am 10 years behind every single person in the world, and I love it. I'm obsessed. I find a lot of similarities between me and Michael Scott. I'm not sure what that says about me as a person, but it is great. So finally catching up to the rest of the world.
Have you gotten into Ozark at all?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I just finished Ozark as well.
Oh, you finished? See, I got work to do. I'm about halfway through season three. And Julie, correct me if I'm wrong. Did you ever in a million years think that Jason Bateman could pull off playing a serious role? He's a great actor. I think he's very, very funny. But like when that show started, I looked at Jason Bateman. I'm like, serious actor? I just can't see it. I really can't.
I know. I'd never seen him in a role like that ever before. And then as you continue to watch it, not giving anything away, but it's like he can play a really bad guy. And all of them are really, really bad people. And I love about Ozark, it's just there's a lot of surprises. And the whole thing is just like almost spine-tingling surprises in it, right? Just the amount of people that randomly get killed and the weird stuff that goes on. It's fascinating with sort of just that whole community with it and how everyone is sort of then becomes like pretty bad. Like there's not a good character on that whole show. But yeah, I binged that. I mean, this is crazy, JJ, that we're talking about all these shows. I even forgot I binged Ozark. Like that's why time means nothing anymore. Like you don't even know.
Time means nothing. And Julie, let's be honest, the day of the week means nothing too. I mean,
it
I'm
doesn't.
Working 6 days a week. It's like there's no difference.
Wow.
Monday, Wednesday.
There.
If anything, let me ask you this. Do you find I actually have found the weekends to be more depressing than the days during the week? Does that sound crazy? But they're more depressing to me now.
Yeah, because you don't have as much to do, like, because you're mostly used to, like, okay, I got to get up. I have a conference call for my work every day at 10:30. It's like, oh, I have purpose to get it for then. This is this. And then, like, Cuomo's reports have been great. It's almost like he's our leader. Like, we listen to him. It's like we have a schedule. And then, you know, you kind of, I'm now doing it as I'm trying not to drink on Mondays and Tuesdays. Like, that's my schedule, is I know what day of the week it is, the beginning of the week, so I'm trying not to drink alcohol. And then once Wednesday comes, I shoot my show then, and we have a drink. Then it's like, all right, the wheels are off the rest of the week, and it's great. If I didn't have a drinking problem before, I certainly do now. So that's been fun, and it's helped pass the time, that's for sure.
I ain't kidding. I mean, if there's one business aside from Purell and Clorox and all of these cleaning supplies that is cleaning up right now, I'm sure the liquor stores, the essential business, according to New York and New Jersey,
yes,
they have definitely capitalized. Definitely. I know I have taken advantage. You have taken advantage.
Yes.
I was going to get into this, and I've admitted it on the air a few times, and I'm going to tell you, and I know you're not going to pass any judgment. I haven't worn jeans in like over a month. And I got to be honest, Julie, I have no desire until I have to go back to work for me to put jeans on or pants with buttons on ever again. Like, I'm that's it. I mean, I'm getting yelled at by Kate. She's mocking me right now. She's giving me the stinky eye as we speak because, you know, some days for her conference calls when she's on video, you know, she dresses up. She looks the part. Me, on the other hand, I don't even care if I'm going on camera. I'm wearing shorts. I'm wearing a hoodie. I'm wearing a hat. I mean, it is what it is at this point. So have you been in that stage where, you know, pants with a button are kind of off limits?
Yeah, I think so. I think I fully feel you with that there. I mean, I'm not someone who's going to be dressing up from the bottom down at all. And I've been pretty much wearing just like athleisure wear all the time because I like to get up and remind myself, like, do some kind of physical activity. So if you wear your gym clothes and you wake up, like, hopefully you end up working out. Most of the time you probably don't, but it makes you like feel like you're going to do something like that. I could get rid of 90% of my closet at this point for, you know, we have television personality. You have so many on air clothes. I'm looking at these blazers I have. I'm like, I'm never going to wear this till for a year or something like that. So kind of basically just rotating sort of like sweatpants, leggings, and sweatshirts. Sweatshirts are making a real big comeback right now, which I hadn't been wearing them before. Really, really leaning into that now. And I think everyone is. And I think at least like from my relationship right now, maybe more couples are getting used to sort of, you know, we're not dyeing our hair. We're not like putting on makeup as much. Everyone's sort of like, okay, this is the quarantine norm. Like, this is what you actually look like. Okay, well, I guess that's what we have right now. So being on conference calls, you mentioned with your girlfriend, kind of like dressing up a bit. Now, you know, obviously I shoot my show, I have to be on air ready, but sometimes we do our shows and we're on a Google, or meetings, we're on a Google Hangout, and the rest of my team is looking at me and it's like, yeah, I don't have my hot girl disguise on right now. Like, there is
no
hair and makeup.
I'm passing on that. Not right now. Sorry, guys, not in the mood.
Yeah. This is what I look like, guys. Like, hello, my name is Julie. So, but yeah, I think everyone's sort of like, you wear it as a badge of honor, JJ. Like, I can't obviously dye my hair right now. A lot of girls, you know, guys are in the same boats. We're all going to come out with this badge of honor of like quarantine hair.
No doubt. Like, Julie, I'm at the point now, the shaving has been tricky because, you know, you don't want to be touching your face. Right. I got the beard going right now. It's getting grimy, I will admit. Like, I got the mustache coming in, which I never have going. I may keep it for a few more days. I've had some luck playing some online poker, so maybe we will keep those good vibes going. But at some point, I'm probably going to have to shave. But as far as the haircut goes, I know a lot of people are, like, doing the at-home haircut. They're buying buzzers. No, thank you. No. I will not have my hair touched until it is okay to go back to a barbershop. I'm sorry. There's no way in the world I'm messing with the hair. And if it means it's out of control, it's out of control.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea because I wanted to cut my boyfriend's hair and then also, like, curl and straighten it ahead of time just because, like, why not? We're quarantined right now. And his barber was like, don't touch it. Like, just let it grow out. The best thing you can do is just don't touch it because everyone's going to be giving themselves these ridiculous haircuts. And apologies if you are someone out there listening that's given yourself bangs or buzzed your hair and you regret it. Like, just leave it to the professionals. That's why they're there.
All right, Julie, before we get you out of here, and this has been fun, and obviously you got still, despite all the lockdown, so much good stuff going on. What would you say, sports-wise, non-sports-wise, you missed the most over these 4 or 5 weeks?
You know what? I miss a lot, and I got a real pang of it the other day. It was sunny. It was warm. I heard the Hey song, you know, that, like, hockey song? Da-na-na-na-na-na. Hey! And I started to miss playoff hockey so much.
That's the Canadian
time of the year.
I should have known I was getting that answer. I should have known.
This is the time of the year when you go to the rink in flip-flops and you're playing hockey. It's the best time. There is nothing better than playoff hockey. And we're in New York City. The Rangers could have been in this position right now. You know, we may get playoffs. I don't think we'll get the end of the regular season. We will see. Hopefully a Stanley Cup is rewarded. But it is just that time of the year, and that tracks back to my childhood, you know, being in rollerblades, going out, getting some slushies, coming back, watching the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like, that's just sort of in my DNA. So I'm starting to get really sad about that last week. So, yeah, playoff hockey is what I miss right now.
Okay, so you miss playoff hockey the most when it comes to sports. Now, your life away from sports, what do you miss right now more than anything?
Well, JJ, you know me. I like to get out all the time. I love.
Of course, you're a socialite. I mean, I'm shocked you haven't made cameos in Page Six yet. I know they're coming.
I know.
They're going to be there at some point when we're actually. Let's be honest, Julie. When we're all able to go out and be at a bar and be at a restaurant, I mean, that industry is going to boom for months because nobody's going to want to eat at home. Nobody's going to want to stay in. Everybody's going to want to be out like they're in college 6 nights a week.
Yeah, like all this cooking and all these cooking skills we've learned, like they're going to go out the window.
I'm getting good. I don't know about you, Julie. I feel like I'm making progress. I'm even getting props from Kate.
Yeah, we're going to be going out. And my life has been, like, inspired by FOMO up until this point. Like, I'm always like, oh, man, I'm looking at Instagram. There, people are out. So then I always want to go out. And I always want to go out regardless. I am having a real time not going out for a nice night of karaoke. Like, just getting a whole ton of Bud Lights and then hitting the ones and twos, getting, you know, I loved so many different jams. So I'm going to have to figure out how to get karaoke basically in my apartment and kind of figure out maybe like a Zoom karaoke, what that means. Like, I don't know. Cause I need to get out there. I need to be free. I need to be unleashed. This is too much for my FOMO at least, but there is
Listen,
nothing
you find a way
on,
for so Zoom karaoke. I'm in. And I guess we'll end with this. The first karaoke song for the end of quarantine. Do you know what that will be?
I mean, I always go back to my regulars that I love. Like, I don't know. I haven't done it in a while, but I do like Love Save Tonight. Eagle Eye Cherry, always a good jam. Want to get the ones that people know because then it gets the whole crowd into it versus doing something like I once did Amish Paradise by Weird Al at a bar in New York City. Didn't work. Just fell flat because nobody really listens to Weird Al Amish Paradise, right? You want to get the hits. You want to get the Mr. Jones. You want to get the Mr. Brightside. You want to get Oasis. Like that's, Those are the hits.
Julie Stewart Pinks. She knows how to play the hits. Check her out, Drinks with Pinks. At some point, you'll see her again on SNY. Hopefully, you know, the first time I come back to SNY, Julie, I think I'm letting the hair go and the beard go just to kind of give off like that Tom Hanks Castaway feel. Maybe I'll look that way in a few months.
I love it. I don't think
listen,
we should change the
At some point,
here.
I hope to see you soon, all right?
Once we're back.
Oh, I'd love the sight of that. Julie, stay safe. We'll do this again soon, and all the best, all right?
You too. Keep up the good work, JJ.
I'll try. There you have it. That's Julie Stewart-Pinks.